Nisham Alechem, sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous year. This is the third year. We're talking about the dialogue between the Jewish people and Edom. The Jewish people want to pass through, and Edom is not interested in letting them pass through. We find later on, 21:22, that the Jewish people also sent a message to Melech Sichon, Vayishlach Yisrael Melechem al Sichon Melech Amori Leimol. They sent to Sichon, the king of Amori, saying, "Ebra ve'arzecha, lo niteh b'sadeh u'b'cherem, lo nishteh mei be'er, derech ha'melech neilech, ad asher na'avor b'ulecha." Let me pass through your land. We will not turn aside into a field or into a vineyard. We will not drink from the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway until we have passed your border. L'chora, it's the same bakasha as the Jewish people made from Melech Edom. However, if you look carefully, you will see various discrepancies. Here in Pasuk Yedaleh, by our parasha by Edom, it says, Vayishlach Moshe Melachim Mikadesh. By Sichon, it says, Vayishlach Yisrael Malach. There it says Vayishlach Moshe. Here it says Vayishlach Yisrael, the Jewish people, and it doesn't say Moshe. Rashi is Omer on this in Pasuk Chaf Aleph there, and he writes, Moshe is Yisrael, Yisrael is Moshe. I tell you that Nasi had Nador is Kechol Hador, he had Nasi hu Hakol. So the Nasi is everything, and he's the whole generation, and therefore when it says Yisrael, it means Moshe. So, why here does it say, in our parasha by Adam, it says Moshe's name, and here it says Yisrael, and not the Nasi, who's Hakol. So, why here does the Taka say Moshe's name, and there it doesn't? Another discrepancy is that here it says Nabra, the Hatzicha, Lashon Rabim, whereas by Sichon, it says, Ebra be'artzecha, it says, Lashon Yachid, let me pass through, I, singular. What's the difference? Another discrepancy is that here it says, Nabra na be'artzecha, which is a Lashon of Bakasha, but by Sichon, it doesn't say a Lashon of na, of please. What's the difference? Why by Sichon, no na, here, yes, na. Another discrepancy, here it says, Lo na'avor b'sadeh u'b'cherem, whereas by Sichon it says, Lo niteh b'sadeh u'b'cherem. There it says, we will not, by Edom it says, we will not pass through a field or a vineyard. Here it says, we will not turn aside into a field, into a vineyard. Why the discrepancy? Another discrepancy is that here it says v'lo nishtame be'er vav achibur, the extra vav, whereas by Sichon it just says lo nishtame be'er without the vav achibur. What's the difference? Another discrepancy, here it says derech ha'melech nelech, but by Sichon it says b'derech ha'melech nelech. What's the difference? Another discrepancy, here it says lo nite yaminu small. By Sichon, there is no mention of not turning right and left. And what's the difference? So it seems to be the same parish. When you're reading, you're like, hey, didn't we just... It's like deja vu all over again, right? Didn't we have that already? It's true. It seems similar. But if you look carefully, you see a lot of differences, as we just pointed out. So it would appear as follows, that the bakasha of Moshe Rabbeinu from Sichon Melech Amori was also not b'geder bakashat tova v'chesed b'nei Yisrael. It was not in the category of asking for a tova and chesed for the Jewish people. Shemeichitesi yiten lo Sichon haKnani, meichitesi Sichon, the Canaanite, is going to give them a path in order to capture Eretz Canaan. And that was Taka the Cheshbon of Sichon. That was his answer, as we see in Rashi in Pasuk Chav Gimel. It says there, "Velo nosan sichon es Yisrael avor bigvulo," and Rashi there says that all the Canaanite kings paid him tribute because he protected them, that no hostile forces should pass through his land against them. As soon as Israel said to him, "Let me pass through the land," he answered them, "The whole purpose of my dwelling here is to protect them against you, and this is how you're speaking. So it ain't happening. I am not going to let you through." Uvadai yadu mizeh Yisrael, and the Jewish people knew that was Sichon's job. So why were they asking this chesed that he should let them through? So it must be that this is a tviya, this is a demand. They are demanding their right to pass by, and that's what, based on what the Ramban says in the parish over there, that Eiver HaYarden Mizracha, the Transjordan, was also included in Eretz Yisrael, that the Jewish people were commanded to capture at that time. Just Moshe Rabbeinu knew that he's not going to capture all of Eretz Canaan, and he preferred to capture the Transjordan, which is Eretz Yisrael, Gemura, from capturing Eretz Sichon, which is not Eretz Yisrael, Gemura Kokach, which is not so much Eretz Yisrael. See there in Pasuk Chaf Aleph. And if so, there in the Ramban, and if so, their bakasha was a tviya that is coming because Eiver HaYarden belongs to the Jewish people. Just there, mevater la'eis ata al kibusha. Now they are foregoing the capture of Eiver HaYarden because they wanted to first capture Eretz Israel itself. But as far as Kibush Eretz Yisrael is concerned, they were not willing to forego Eiver HaYarden, and therefore they have a schus in passing through that would enable them to capture Eretz Yisrael. So they have a tviya. However, it would appear that there's a difference between the tviya of the schus that they have in Edom and the tviya and the schus that they have in Eiver HaYarden. That by Edom, they didn't have a schus b'guf ha'aretz, but rather they just had a schus b'bnei Edom, that the bnei Edom should let them pass through, as we spoke about in the first shir, because of the agreement made with Esav. But in Eiver HaYarden, they had a just demand in the guf ha'aretz. They were just mevader in the meantime, but they had a right to the land itself. And as far as Halicha is concerned, they're going in their own path because they're also given Eiver HaYarden. And that's the reason, b'mashe be'edom k'tiv v'yishlach Moshe. And by Sichon it says v'yishlach Yisrael. By Edom, the issue is between nation and nation, klapei ha'yirusha shel ha'umot, vis-a-vis what the nation has inherited. And the representative of the nation is the king. Like Rashi says, the Nasi is everything. Ha'Nasi hu hakol. And therefore it says, by Edom, by Yishlach Moshe, by Be'er Yarden, it's not a discussion, it's not an issue of the Ummah, but rather the bailus in Eretz, in the land of every single Jew, to go in it because it belongs to him. And because of this, it is not dependent on the Klal and the Ravim, but rather on each individual Jew. And therefore it says, by Yishlach Yisrael, because the Jews are saying, hey, Sichon, you're in Eiver HaYarden, we have the right to pass through here. We have the right to pass through here. So don't bother us. Every Jew is saying that because every Jew has the right to demand it because this land is really theirs. And that's also why it says by Edom, Nabra na, please, Lashon, let us pass through, please. Lashon Rabim. And by Eiver HaYarden, it says Evra b'Lashon Yachid, not Lashon Rabim, because by Edom, the Nidom is not Klape the schus l'kol yachid v'yachid. It's only vis-a-vis the schus of the nation, that's the rabbim, to pass through, because of the Chalukas HaYerusha. Levar Yarden, it's every Jew. And therefore they said, Ever Lashon Yachid, that every Jew has the right. And also, of course, they don't have to say na, because they are not asking. They're demanding, like they did by Edom when they said na, when they were asking. And now we can understand what it says earlier on in Pasuk Yates, "V'msila na'alev imemecha nishte, ani umeknai v'natati mechram, rak ein davar b'raglai avor." As we have to, we'll go on the path, and if we drink your water, me and my cattle will pay for it. So it's interesting that at the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, "B'msila na'alev," Lashon Rabim, it doesn't say "ele." In the Hemshech, it says, "V'imemecha nishte." Lashon Rabim. And at the end of the pasuk, it says, "Rak ein davar beraglay e'evora." With my legs, I will pass. It doesn't say beraglenu na'avor b'lashon Rabim. So why does the pasuk start b'lashon Rabim and then ends up in Lashon Yachid? And based on what we said, the second bakasha was, as we spoke about in the previous shir, that they're going to go in the path that everybody is going in. They're going to go like everybody else. Not special out to Israel because we made an agreement, but we'll just go like with Esav, Yaakov with Esav. We'll just go on the path of everybody else, as we discussed at length in the previous year. And the whole issue of asking is because Sherabim va'amhim, they are a nation, and therefore they need special rishus. And because of that, they said Na'alev Lashon Rabim. In other words, rishus, even though it's we're going in the path of everybody else, but we're still coming as a nation, so we're asking for rishus. And we're telling you that even though there are many of us, you're still not going to lose out. We're going to pay. If we take any water, we're going to pay for it. So that's all klapi the bakasha. Then they said, "Raka ein davar b'raglay evora," and now they're coming to explain that ain't davar, like we spoke about in the previous shir, that we have no schus. The second time around that they asked Edom, they weren't coming mitzvah this schus. They were just saying, let us pass through like everybody else. Ain't davar. And the schus is not of the yechidim by sichon, it's the yechidim who have the schus. But here it's the rabbin. And therefore they're saying that we don't have a schus. We don't have the schus of the rabbin. Rak b'raglai e'evora. We're going to come by as yechidim. She'ein lam schut. They're going without a schus. So first they were saying, b'mesila na'ale. We're coming as a rabbin. So since we're coming as a rabbin, we're asking for special permission. And also with the water. You're not going to lose out. Even though we're rabbin, we're still going to pay for our water. It's one thing you should know, that we're not coming with a schus. Because by Sichon, all the Yechidim have a schus. Here we're coming without a schus. Here the only time we'd be coming with a schus is as a nation. Because as a nation, we have a right to made our deal, Yaakov and Esav. But now the second time around, they're not asking as far as the schus is concerned. So therefore, they're not mentioning, they emphasize Sibaraglai Avola as Yechidim. We don't have a schus, we're coming without a schus, and that's why it says Lashon Yachid. We don't have the schus of the nation, because now they're not coming as a bakasha mitzvah the nation, they're coming as individuals, just let us through like everybody else. And with this we can also answer what the Meshech Chachma asked, that why by Edom does it say Vayomer Elav Edom? That it doesn't say the king, it just says the nation. But by Sichon it says V'lonasan Sichon es Yisrael Avor B'Gvulo. It's Taler in Sichon and not in his nation. Sichon is Melech HaMori. So why by Edom does it not say the name of the king, but by Sichon it does say the name of the king? So based on what we explain, it would appear that also what it says in Pasuk Yudalet, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh al Melech Edom. So there it doesn't say the name of the king, because based on what we explained, the issue is on the schus that we have in Edom, in the nation of Edom, that they owe us. So in that, indeed, the king represents the people, but it's not mitzad the king, it's mitzad the people. But by Sichon, it says, Vayishlach Yisrael Malachim El Sichon Melech Amori, because there the issue is with Sichon himself, not with the nation, because here the Tviyah is in the land, and not in the nation. They weren't just saying, oh, you owe us something. But rather, this land belongs to us. It's Eivar Yarden, and Mimela we're allowed to go through. And you, as the king, have the right, have the capacity to let us go through. So therefore, they're telling Sichon, don't bother us from going through. When it comes to Melech Edom, so there it's mitzad the nation, so there it doesn't even say the name of the king, so it says Melech Edom, but it doesn't say his name. It's not so important what his name is, because the point is that we have an agreement with the nation, that we're allowed to pass through because of the agreement Yaakov made with Esav, that he gets Eretz Yisrael, Esav doesn't. Mashen came when it comes to Sichon, and then he don't with the king, the issue is with the king himself. And here the king himself doesn't say, don't bother us from going through. It's not that they have some tviyah on the land, it's that they're telling us, it's not that they have the tviyah on the Am, on the nation, but on the king, who has the right to let or not let them go through. So therefore they talk directly to the king. And therefore in the answer as well, by Edom, it says, Vayomer Edom, the nation answered, but by Sichon, the answer is from Sichon. And he says, V'lo ava Sichon, he didn't let them go through. Because when they asked from the nation, so the nation, primarily from the nation, and therefore didn't even mention the name of the king, so therefore the nation didn't let them go through. And when it comes to Sichon, they asked from the king, and therefore there's the king who didn't let them go through. And from with this, we can also understand the difference between what it says, as we mentioned before, Edom it says Ebra na be'artzecha, or by Sichon it says Ebra v'lo na. By Edom, there's a schus l'tboa. They have a schus of tviya. They don't have the schus l'guf ha'alicha v'ashim mishbaretz. They don't have the schus in the land itself. It's just the right to pass through. So they said by Edom, a lashon of na, which is a lashon of bakasha. But that schus that they have in B'nai Edom, that they made an agreement with Esav, Yaakov made an agreement with Esav, so that should be actualized, the Yitmamesh, when they walk through their land. But Bevar Yarden, all they have here is a Tviya. They don't have a, they don't, they don't, they have a schus in the land. So it doesn't say Ebra Natz, it's Ebra Stam. Because they have a lot more rights in the land of Sichon than they do in Edom. Because Sichon is Eivrei Yarden, so that's their land. That's their land. They don't have to say nah. But by Edom, that's not their land. So they're saying please, even though, yeah, they have a schus to be tovea that they should be able to go through. But the land itself isn't theirs. So they're saying, please let us go through and fulfill our sin and let us actualize our right. But when it comes to, they said nah, because the land itself wasn't completely theirs. But when it comes to Sichon, the land is theirs, so they don't have to say nah. Alright, sweet friends, this was amazing. And Mirtz Hashem, in the next year, we have the resounding finale for Zoche. Hopefully, we'll be Zoche. So please stay tuned, and we will see more in Philos and Teres Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. We'll be neder. We shall continue. Shalom.